This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Before we get back to the show here, WQM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, real-time betting action, VIP tickets, and packages are available at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kimbo Camper with us. Bo, it's funny. I talked the other day, before we get into all this NFL news that we have here coming in this morning and last night, the junior college thing. Yep. Being from Northern California, if you're from the state of California, you know how big the junior college system is. And all my teammates, especially guys that struggled in school or didn't get recruited, yeah, went to junior college.
Well, I was along there. I was in that crowd.
I got in a 2% rule into college right away. But we were talking about this the other day. Do you know you go to junior college now, it doesn't count against your 4 years?
No, I didn't know that.
I just found out. Two weeks ago.
So you can go 2 years and you still have four.
You can go play at your junior college.
Yeah.
In California, because the junior college system from Southern California up to the mountains.
Yeah.
They got junior college. I think Quincy's got don't they have a football program
up
there?
They do.
So I was shocked. I went, what? They go, yeah, you can play 2 years there and you still have 4 years. It's a six. You have 6 years total.
Wow.
But you can get 4 full years after playing JUCO for 2 years.
Speaking of the junior college in Quincy, you know, when I had my place out there. And
that's close to Lake Tahoe, so people know.
Yeah, yeah. So I went over there one day. You knew who was coaching over there? Tony Sperano's son.
That's funny.
Yeah, in Quincy. I'm up there because there was a kid working at a restaurant I'd go to, and I said, where are you going to go to Quincy over here? Go to this, I think it was Feather River Junior College or whatever it was. And he said, you play football? I said, yeah, he plays football. And he goes, oh, one of my coaches was with me. And I go, who? And he goes, Tony Sperano Jr., one of his kids.
His son's in the NFL.
But you know, it's funny because here you don't hear much about JC.
Nothing anymore.
Nothing here. But, you know, when I go back, you look at the guys that have come out of JC in California. Aaron Rodgers, O.J. Simpson. I mean, we had two or three guys where I went at San Jose City, we sent to Cal, and Tom Newton played in the NFL. Yeah. Jeff Barnes, I think, played in the NFL.
Reed was
James
from there.
Reed played in. And then
half your team.
Half our team, because we had a really good team.
And Mike White was a junior college guy,
And then I went right into – look, when I was in junior college, I was going to school there, and I went to spring training at San Jose State. before I was even enrolled in school.
That's crazy.
It was a little bit of a
wild west back then. Yeah, that was crazy. So you're in junior college and you were going to practice. I would go to school.
Well, maybe I went to school. Maybe I didn't. but I would drive across town, you know, because right around the corner, go to San Jose State, and I went all through.
Yeah.
I went all through the pre-workouts. You know, where you throw up in the garbage cans.
Yep.
You know, you do the preconditioning. And then I went through spring training with – or the spring training with them and was never enrolled at school. Different time.
Well, yeah, no. It's the whole friggin' thing has changed.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, that's – I tell you, if you
– I knew you'd get a kick. I knew you didn't know that because I literally – a guy told me American Heritage Plantation.
Yeah.
The other day I was there and he goes, you know, junior college. I know that system's big out in California. I go, yeah, I got one of the teams next to me.
Kansas is another state that's big in junior colleges.
Didn't Mississippi used to have some junior college schools?
Yeah, there's certain. I wonder why certain states.
You would stuff one of those guys there that you really like and you could please them and they were coming to your school.
You get a guy that got recruited by somebody, but he didn't have the grades to get in. You throw him down to JC for a year and then you bring him right back.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Well, now they just have this thing called the Big Fat Transfer Portal stuffed with players right now. And by the way, after. This is for spring football. This is from Mauro the other day. He said, we're going to have guys that leave right after spring football.
Wow.
Can you imagine you're out there and you go, I already know I'm going to have a lot of guys leave after spring football.
So let me ask you. So you go through spring ball. You come to the regular season. You go to camp before the regular season. Can you still get people in a portal at that point?
Right after spring football, those guys can say.
No, I'm talking about once – You know, so after spring football's over, you got that dead period.
I think it closes right away.
It closes at some point.
Yeah, you can't just be flying around halfway
like
through
the day,
this.
Like you find out, the kid finds out he's not going to be playing, he's not going to start, he can't jump in a portal and go somewhere.
No, he can leave, though, and save the year.
He can leave, but he can't play the year somewhere.
It's loose, though, Bo.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to see 24- and 25-year-old guys going to become the norm for the draft.
Well, you know,
it used to be like, oh, my God, he's too old, He's too old a player. We're getting a guy halfway through his 20s, and now it's like he's very mature.
How many times did you watch a game last year, and a guy's been playing 8 years? I saw one guy played 9 years.
The tight end.
Of college football,
University
right?
of Miami tight end. How old was he? Woody, how old was the guy? 28? No, I'm being serious. I'm not joking.
Yeah, he was like 30.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Hell of a player.
Yeah.
one of the tight ends that they had, he was with Mario in Oregon.
So he was playing tight end for them, and he was working at a law firm. He already got his degree.
No, either that or he was a doctor. He just got everything done. He goes, all right, I'm done now. I'm 30. I can just be a
I don't know how – I don't know how you – well, look, everyone figures it out, but how you manage the landscape now of what's going on between high school. Now, look, we thought it was a big thing when you could transfer within high schools, right? There was only a few years. How many is that, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Where, California's really strict. It's hard to
transfer
out there.
But I mean here in Florida.
Yeah, when they changed that.
Yeah, and you thought that was like dynamic, and then now look what's going on.
I think
on.
It was Manny Diaz, right? Was it Manny Diaz, the politician, was one of the guys involved in that. And, man, I got to tell you, it was the worst friggin' thing you ever did.
Yeah.
It opened up, seriously. I know he's a big sports fan, but it was just – whatever you and Tallahassee decided to do.
Basically,
1 year. You can go to high school 1 year. You can go to four high schools.
You know, it's great for the quality of the game to some degree.
You get great teams.
But you get really good teams. Then you get those teams that were middle of the road that are really bad teams now and that type of thing. But, you know, the other thing too, Joe, is – and again, you know, we're old and we go back to the old school stuff. But –
Playing with your buddies.
That's it. You know, that's the whole thing, man.
Hey, go ahead, Woody. Playing with your buddies.
Playing with your buddies. The guys that you played, you know, Pop Warner football with.
Small town. You didn't leave your town.
No.
You would have got killed.
No.
You would never go to the high school rival. Hell,
No. And you hated
Nobody liked them.
And
they didn't like us. We didn't like them. We thought they were rich kids in Yuba City.
Exactly.
They called us the poorest human beings and lowlifes of California and Marysville.
We'd wear our Letterman's jacket like to San Jose, and we were like the pukes of the – You know,
oh, you were the low. You
were
listen, lower in Cal.
Low,
it was like
low
San Jose
end.
State. Look at those cheaters over there. Look at those misfits they have. Yeah. Hey, by the way,
can I just read one quick text here? Because these creative texts come in. I like to read these if we can. From the 561, he says, "With all this JUCO talk, I'm shocked Bo isn't hyping Malpinas Community College, standout middle linebacker Mike Hawk."
How's Mike Hawking?
Yeah. Milpitas didn't have a JUCO.
What was the closest junior college?
San Jose City College.
That was it?
Yeah.
I literally have one in my backyard, Yuba College.
So we had
two minutes away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is the way the junior college worked. When I was in high school, my school never got recruited. Nobody recruited our high school because it just wasn't.
What do you mean?
No one came.
You didn't tell me Stanford or no, Cal Berkeley
no,
or
no,
one of the Pac-12 schools. Oregon State didn't fly down to check.
Nobody.
No scouts would come to Milpitas.
None. There one. You know who came to Milpitas? No, I swear. I'm telling you, Joe. So the one guy that came to recruit was Coach Jim Wheelahan. He was a head coach at San Jose City College. And he brought everybody into the locker room. Just had everyone sitting on the locker benches. And he said, hey, any of you guys want to come to junior college or come to San Jose City? And he goes, if you're thinking about going somewhere else, don't worry. I'll see you when you come back. And I'm sitting there going, no, because I was going to I got a deal. I had to go to Minnesota in my freshman year to get to a college.
Yeah, what's the name of that school?
Concordia College. It was like less people than my high school than when I went there. And then I decided to come back, and I go to San Jose City College. He goes, yeah, I knew you'd be back.
That's crazy. That is. Hey, we got to go to break here. We do have more. Bradley Chubb will be back. We will see the three guys. I've been waiting for this to happen. I think it's great news as Chubb and Phillips and Chop will all be together.
Yeah, it's a good
man.
Good mix.
And by the way, I'm told everybody will be ready to go for the start of camp.
It should be.
Which will be nice.
Chubb got that extra
whole year.
Extra 3 weeks, I think, served him well.
And, instead of playing. That was a good decision. Yeah. You're right. That was a good decision. All right.
Trojans had a tough season, by the way. They were 4-6.
They were, yeah.
The high school?
Yeah. 1-4 in the Penis Belt Conference.
Yeah, wait.
Did you really look it up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They lost their finale to Woodside.
How'd your high school do in Boca? Which high school?
They lost their last game to Woodside,
Boca?
22-19.
You went to school in Boca? he's a softie.
See, that's wrong. West Boca had a good team.
Yeah,
West Boca won a state.
You play with the Boca Jets?
No, that was their. How'd you know that?
That's their Pee Wee team.
Yeah, it is. But how the hell would you know Jets?
I know the Boca Jets.
I was actually up there to Boca Jets practice. I know exactly where those guys are. Hey, want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my God, Michael Kotze, thank you. Thank you, man. First-time home buyers, he's got a program for you to get qualified. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a program for you with low rates as well. Hey, this is what he's doing. He wants to let you know, man, fixed rates in the fives right now. And Michael Kotze. People ask me, why would I go with Michael Kotze from Choice Mortgage? I'm just curious. And I said, well, the great service, getting that mortgage quickly, getting approved quickly, getting all the work done to get that money you need and get rolling on that place you found. That's what it's all about. This is what he does 7 days a week. And I do want to tell you, Michael Kotze truly has no life. He is always working. He does work 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He wants to let you know the rate's down. Take advantage of it. If you're starting to look around, found a place you really like, make sure you call Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Thinking about the reverse mortgage if you're 62 or older. That's what Michael Cacci does, man, better than anybody else, and does it quickly at Choice Mortgage.